Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh, it's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
This is episode 26. Happy St. Patrick's Day to my fellow Irishmen out there.
Yes, the last name Cahill. You have to be very Irish, right?
Three quarters Irish. Wish I was 100%, but I save a quarter for Oktoberfest, Valdez.
Okay. So you get all the drinking days.
You know what? We like to drink.
We didn't really celebrate St. Patrick's Day much on the show today.
No, the junkies don't celebrate much anymore. Cakes is right about something. It is a young man's game.
It definitely is. It's the holiday of drunks. Do you know why people overindulge on St. Patrick's Day?
Why is that?
The history of that?
No.
Because, so obviously, you're celebrating St. Patrick.
Yep.
Okay. But this is also for people in Ireland celebrating Christianity.
Okay.
And during this celebration of St. Patrick, it is typically during Lent. So during this holiday for the Irish people, the Lent is let go. You're absolved of Lent. So you can do whatever you want, whatever you gave up for Lent. People overindulge because they are giving up booze and food and different types of stuff.
You're telling me that St. Patrick's Day is a hall pass during Lent?
Yes, St. Patrick's Day is basically a hall pass for Lent.
I never knew that.
So when you give up your beer,
yeah,
all right, it's your a day to overconsume.
Maybe that's how it started.
No, that is how it started. Now it evolved from there, and then people just think they just do car bombs all day.
I thought we were just celebrating St. Patrick, who brought Christianity to Ireland.
Celebrating St. Patrick, right. But during that Christianity phase, they gave you the hall pass.
All right, I like it. You know what? I'm going to use that when I feel guilted about being debaucherous now, during Lent.
Now, I guarantee you, I'm going to have a billion uber religious people tweeting us how wrong we are, how wrong Valdez is. Valdez is a big dummy. He doesn't know anything. It's about X, Y, and Z.
Well, you were a bit of a know-it-all this week on the junkies, and we can get to that soon because something you said bothered me, and I wrote it down here, and I just want to get to it. I thought it was a great week so far during the junkies. We're phasing out the Commanders 24/7.
Please get out of free agency. I need to get out of free agency.
Now, I actually love, as an NFL fan, the free agency and the trades and everything that's going on. But it's not as bad as it was last week, where it was they got Carson Wentz, Russell Wilson was traded. There was no time for shtick last week. This week, a little bit more fun for the producers.
Yeah, definitely more time for shtick.
And there were a few things said this week that stuck out at us. And one of them was, you know what, let's just get right to it. I'm just going to get right to it.
Okay. It seems to be bugging you. I can tell when stuff bugs you.
Valdez thinks you're stupid. If you have the mouth of a sailor, if you like to curse, if you like to swear and just let it fly sometimes, Valdez thinks that is a sign of weakness.
I definitely think it's a sign of weakness. I think you're feeble-minded if you have to use the F word to describe everything. Like if it's effing good or that effing stinks. If you have to use that to make it seem even more over the top, I think you're a little bit of a dullard.
But here's the problem, Valdez.
Yeah?
Nobody thinks you're a linguist. You know?
I am the furthest thing from a linguist.
Right. Especially when the mic's on, you're hemming and hawing all the time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you don't have shaky voice, but you're not a... You're not...
I like... No. I like to think before I speak.
I know. That's why I like cursing. You let it fly. Also, I'm not going to let Valdez pretend like he's some nun with some that doesn't curse all the time.
Hey, look. So Wacky Jackie was listening to the podcast the other day when I talked about cursing. He goes, "You're a donk. You curse all the time on Bit Season." I said, "That's because I'm being a showman."
No, Valdez is being a showman. Then he's being a showman 24/7 because anytime I'm around you, you are cursing all the time.
Well, all right. Well,
now maybe not as much as EB.
Tell me what my favorite curse words are. Give me an example of me cursing.
Well, you're big. You're big on slurs.
that is slander right there. I am not big on slurs.
Were you using slurs today during the Junkies break, commercial break?
All right, this needs to be explained. All right, because context matters.
Hey, context, I guess,
context
does
matters in this, because you can't just say Valdez uses slurs all the time and just pummel my good name.
All right, were you not slandering little people today?
Hold on, I said little people.
You mocked them and said this is their Super Bowl.
That's not mocking them.
It is. You are mocking their lifestyle.
I'm not mocking the life. I'm just saying.
And their physical challenges.
I'm just saying their physical challenges.
You are having fun.
No, 364 days out of the year, their physical challenges hurt them. But the one day is St. Patrick's Day.
When everyone thinks they're a leprechaun.
Yeah, when local bars hire them to pretend to be a leprechaun.
Right. Do you think if you're of Middle Eastern descent, is your Super Bowl, Valdez? If you're a black man, if people think you're a leprechaun just because you're a little person?
Look, I'm just saying that it's celebrated and everyone is extra jolly to you today.
All right. Were you not throwing around Eastern European slurs today during the breaks?
All right. That context doesn't matter. Okay.
A lot of context matters from Valdez.
All right. That's because I was telling you off air that I enjoy St. Patrick's Day. Like, I'm not going to go out to O'Flanagan Houlihan's Irish bar today and spend all day there or anything like that. But I just like being able to celebrate the food of Ireland and, yeah, having a Guinness or something like that, and the music, the Gaelic songs.
Okay.
So I was just saying, I think there should be more European-style holidays, a la St. Patrick's Day. And I was saying how we needed to celebrate the Polacks. All right? And I thought...
And I had to inform Valdez that's a derogatory term for Polish people. He didn't even
know.
And
by the way, I think I'm able to say Polak because I am part Polish.
Well, I'm going to need you to see your 23andMe to confirm that because you don't look Polish to me.
You can ask Grandma Valdez.
All right. Well, I'll have to call her up.
All right. But I was just saying that I would like to celebrate the cuisine of Poland and
what's the Polish cuisine?
Sausage.
I knew you were going to say it.
And by the way, I thought Polak was an acceptable term since Every year I would go to Pollock Johnny's on the boardwalk.
Yeah, you're kind of a donk. That was an AWOD moment for you where you actually thought that Polish people were called Pollocks. As like our people from Ireland are called Irish.
Well, excuse me.
Yeah, well.
Context matters.
All right, well.
I still think it's a good idea though to have more kind of European holidays like that. Well, wouldn't you want to celebrate?
I don't need just European holidays, Valdez. I will celebrate any.
Well, just any. Well, you know what I mean.
I like Day of the Dead. Oh, Cinco de Mayo. I'm big on those.
Dia de los Muertos. Yeah, yeah, right. You get the orange bread. Eat the orange bread. It's celebrated. Right.
Chinese New Year. Love it.
There should be more of those. St. Patrick's Day, Cinco de Mayo. All the. I want a reason to go to a international chain restaurant. That's basically what I want to do.
What's an international?
Well, I'm just saying, like you go to an Irish bar on St. Patrick's Day, right?
Right.
You go get Mexican food on Cinco de Mayo and have margaritas or a Modelo. All right, I want excuses like that. So like. Chinese New Year. You can go to P.F. Chang's.
You want to get back into this chain restaurant conversation.
No, I just want an excuse to.
I want you to be more cultured.
Well, this is a way to do that, I feel like.
I want you, if you like parties, you should celebrate Purim. You know what Purim is?
No.
That is the Jewish, party holiday. Everybody thinks that it's Hanukkah, but no. If you have Jewish friends, you know that Purim is the number one seed. Mm-hmm. If you have Indian friends, you know that Diwali is.
Oh, I know Diwali.
You know Diwali?
Yeah,
that's a big party.
All right. Well, I feel like these types of holidays should be celebrated more.
All right. Well,
right. I want a reason. I want more days off. No, I want a reason to. Eat a Belgian waffle. So we go celebrate Belgium's independence.
I like that.
Right? That's a great idea.
More holidays, more embracing other
more
cultures.
More reasons to indulge in different cuisines and drink.
I love
and
it.
Tradition. And not use the word Polak.
Hey, speaking of other cuisines, how come you didn't participate in Taco Tuesday this week on the Junkies?
Because I had leftovers.
I know, but the whole point was to do something together that we always talk about. Well, you ate leftovers. I mean, and as if the leftovers wouldn't have been there on Wednesday.
Well,
you hyped up. You're always hyping up your tacos to me.
I do,
and then we do a show tacos. Taco Tuesday, and only Lurch in. I think Lurch was the only one that participated. Maybe EB.
Hold on. Then why are you giving me?
Because I told you Oakley. The carpet. And I had Taco Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. I
had to delay it.
Doggy pee.
So. I was cleaning up dog pee for 2 hours, and it was a big pain in the ass. I didn't feel like making tacos.
Also, don't give me this crap about it because I've been trying to do a dinner chain with you all the time through text, where we share our meals and stuff like that, and you never come through. Never.
I thought about. When you lived at Jason's house this week.
Yeah.
Because Jason, I think he only texted me pictures of his dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started thinking about what it would be like to live in, like above Jason's garage.
Well, I can tell you. I lived in his basement.
All right. I was intrigued by that for a night.
All right.
Because
Teresa makes amazing dinners. I know that, she's a great
cook. Let me tell you about that. I've never had her food, but judging from the pictures, she looks like the perfect wife. Okay. She makes him these great like 5-course meals from scratch. Who makes their own salsa on a weeknight?
Exactly. Nobody. Who has time to make their own salsa? She made like an Italian dish, mm-hmm. like spaghetti and meatballs. All right. And it was delicious. But I think about it to this day, the dinner that she made,
mm-hmm.
she made like a tomato mozz. All right, where you have the tomatoes that are cut in slices, mm-hmm. with the mozzarella and the basil and like the balsamic on it. And I've been trying to recreate that recipe my entire life.
Why don't you just go over?
They were the best tomato mozz I've ever had. And I don't know what she did. She took the balsamic and made a glaze out of it. Nice. Like it was phenomenal.
Well, you need to wait till summertime to do it.
Yeah. And by the way, this is like the appetizer. Like she just has them out.
All right,
in the kitchen. And
tell me,
them.
What was the best and worst thing about living at the Bishop House all those years ago?
Let's see. The best thing, the dinners were great.
Besides the dinners.
Let's see. I don't know. I kind of kept to myself. I didn't really.
Why didn't you? You didn't like hang out and watch games with Jason?
Like we went. Oh, I met his Bonefish crew. All right. Mm-hmm. This was the height of Bonefish. So I met his Bonefish crew, and that was cool. And then you.
That
you,
was the best part about Jason.
I'm telling you, it's really not that spectacular. Like
I was thinking about living with Jason this week. I thought it would be a lot of fun.
Everyone thinks living with Jason is like this dream come true that you're going to do a high five and bet and watch sports all day. Doesn't happen like that. We kind of keep to ourselves. He goes to bed very early. I know that.
Well, of course, that's his signature.
That's why the dinners were the best part.
And what was the worst part? The loneliness.
It was a lot of loneliness.
It was a bit of a letdown. Not what you thought.
I mean, you're down in the basement. It's like they never use the basement either.
The famous basement where his daughter's having those parties.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, this was pre-party,
of course.
Yeah. But I'm just saying the bed wasn't comfortable. I will say that the bed wasn't comfortable.
You didn't like living at Jason's house, did you? I've never really talked to you about this.
I mean, it's not I didn't like it. It was fine. I was better than living at my parents' when the station was in Fairfax.
Did you like living in Loudoun County? I love Loudoun County.
I do. I miss Loudoun County.
Yeah, you got to move back
out
there.
I like suburbia.
Suburbia is so underrated.
It is. You have everything at your fingertips.
So much space.
Yeah, so much space. You don't have to pay to park everywhere. It's not congested. It's all sprawled out.
I do like Loudoun County, but I also told you 2 days ago I was thinking about moving to Alabama. Because I know
speaking of space, you have a lot of space.
I mean, dude, I was on this. I follow someone on Instagram who just bought a new house outside of Birmingham. And the thing was 5,000 square feet. Looked like it was built about 2 years ago, and it was $500,000. I'm like, what am I doing? Why don't I just go down there and work at Walmart? and have this big old house in Alabama.
Oh,
take my profits from.
Hold on. I remember. I did have sex in Jason's house.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
All right. There you go. That is something.
Yeah, but that's with the.
I didn't know you brought floozies home to his house.
I had to sneak them around like the side door.
Oh, really? It was just like you went out to like Finnegan's in Ashburn, yeah. And then brought some last call home.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. brought some swinger back to his house.
And he said, they thought they were going to end up in bed with Big Lurch Papa.
Yeah. All of a sudden, we pull up to this big mansion, all right? And that gets all excited. Oh, my God.
You're the Lenny Dykstra.
How does this 23-year-old have this place? All right, and then all of a sudden she starts walking up to the front porch, yeah. And then I said, no, sweetie, we gotta go around back.
Yeah, you say,
my roommate,
let's get into the basement. Right. That's funny, man.
And then you have an uncomfortable bed, and then all you're trying to do is be quiet, because that bed was squeaking.
Did he ever know that you brought a girl home?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever told him, but I think he knew because. They have like a motion detector on like the side door.
Oh,
so like goes
see you coming and going,
every time it goes in and out. Like
right.
That.
Going off at 3 a.m. as she's leaving as you kick her out.
Exactly. Something's up if it's going beep, beep, beep at 1 o'clock.
Right. Well, the Taco Tuesday, I was impressed by his meal. And I'm not telling you, dude, it looked like it was something from a restaurant. Like, you know how everybody just buys like Ole refried beans and mission tortillas. It's just the same meal. Everyone Taco Tuesday that everyone's eating.
Yeah, everyone has the same setup.
It looked like his was from Parando's in Ashburn. Like I looked like authentic. I don't know. I think that's the word.
They look like real street tacos.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was intrigued.
Had the cottage cheese.
I was fantasizing a little bit about living in Ashburn at the Bishop House on Tuesday night. Just have eaten well.
Well, they have a lot of space now.
They do.
The best part was not paying rent. I will say that. That was the best part.
So we're going to get to, we teased last week on the show about a potential producer for Bit Season.
Uh-huh.
And let's go ahead and get to that because we, this caught me by surprise and I didn't know this person
Was interested
in Bit Season, to be honest with you.
Or listens.
Or listened. Or cared much about us or the Junkies at all.
Yeah. That's a very good point. And it floored me that this person came up to you and basically inquired about the position.
Yes. Now, I've told you about, I've spoken highly about this person before behind his back. I haven't trashed him. You should know that. And
who are the people you've trashed?
Most of the people here.
Say one name. Give me one name.
Brock. I'm just kidding.
That's fine. I don't think he listens.
Just kidding.
He's teasing.
The person who came up to us, and I'm actually not sure how familiar, if you're an exclusive Junkies listener, I think this person maybe has filled in a couple times on the Junkies.
I think he's filled in on the Junks before. He's been mentioned in passing.
In passing. So it's not a big silly. It's not someone that's a regular or a character that you've heard about.
If you're Junk-centric, you probably don't know this name.
Right.
But if you're listening to the station all day, then you definitely know him.
So let's go ahead and bring in and talk to the next potential producer / possible talent of Bit Season. You never know where it could go,
Valdez. That's very true. You don't want to pigeonhole this person.
Let's talk to the Stallion, Ryan Clary. Thank you, guys. Thank you. What's up, Stallion?
I'm doing well, man. How are we doing?
Explain your position here at 106.7 The Fan.
So, okay. Here, let me go a little back here. So I started off as a promotions donk. And so then I got plucked in my
house. That's a plus for me.
Yeah,
a plus for me.
People don't realize these promotion donks are the blood, sweat, and tears
exactly.
of the station.
Yeah, or the
See, that's a plus because when you're a promotions donk, you do everything nobody wants to do.
Exactly. Started from the bottom and now we're here.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, when you're talking about the janitor of a janitor to CEO, it's the same thing. Like when Elaine had that guy in the mailroom who all of a sudden became CEO.
Right. You're right. Another Seinfeld reference from Valdez. So, Ryan, what do you do here if they're not familiar?
So, I'm the assistant producer for Grant and Danny, the afternoon drive show. And so what I do on a daily basis. A
lot of free time on his hands. That's all I get. Someone should tell Grant and Danny that their producer has.
The majority of your day is indeed.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's the majority of ours, too.
So what I have to do every day on a daily basis, I book the Beltway Blitz. So I get three guests every day.
I do like the Beltway Blitz.
Yeah, the Beltway Blitz, the staple of their show. So
who was on the Beltway Blitz yesterday?
Oh, man, I got a little cycle.
I'm going to critique you right now.
All right. So we started off the Caps. We had Samantha Pell, silly.
All right.
We had...
Main reporter,
yep. We had Michael Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, silly. Right. And then we also had on Chase Hughes from NBC Sports Washington.
Covers the Wizards. There's a lot of regulars.
Yeah. A lot of regulars, yeah. I mean,
that's a good answer, but the better answer would have been, I'll tell you, but there's no sports on this podcast.
There is no sports. I do know that.
That would have been a better answer. I would have made a note on my sheet.
Okay.
The interview process.
Ryan, well, let's get right to it. Why do you want to be involved with Bit Season? This thing's going to end in like 3 weeks.
No, it's not. See, you guys have so much potential, and there's so much unreached potential.
We need fixes. No, fixing.
No, you don't need some fixing. And this is what I can help you out with. You guys need a social media presence.
That is true.
I've been trying to keep an eye out on the Twitter and the Instagram, and you guys are two busy guys. I mean, Drab's the assistant program director, while Valdez, you're busy with
golfing.
The Junks, and you're golfing. So what I can do is be that social media presence from 6 a.m. to 6:30 p.m.
All right. Boy. So
no chance you wake up at 6 a.m.
Not 6 a.m. I wake up at 7:30. But
stop fudging your resume. So you think that this show can do a better job growing its listenership.
1,000%.
And you want to spearhead that charge.
Exactly.
Of growing that.
Exactly. I want to be in the forefront of the social media presence for Bit Season.
Do you think that's the one thing this show is lacking? Is their presence.
Well, hold on. We were lied to by AWOD.
We were definitely lied to.
We were lied to by AWOD, who came up when we started the show saying he wanted to be our producer and our social media guy.
Yeah, and he's going to cut all these videos and he'll take care of all these tweets.
Even when we had video, he'd post once a week.
Yes, and we had to caption it for him.
Yeah. It was a pain in our ass.
It was. And then he'd bug us
all weekend long.
Yeah, he'd bug us all weekend long he's doing us a favor by posting it.
I need a caption here, guys.
Come on, give me something.
Well, here, I'll start on this front. I'm definitely not a good video guy. I'm going to put it like that.
Okay,
so
we don't need that. Baby steps.
Yeah, we could do baby steps with video. I can learn. I can grow. That's something.
But to be honest, I can't teach you because I can't do anything with it either.
I have some boys. I have AWOD. He's my guy. I produced his show plenty of times. We have a good relationship. I can learn from him to do some videos so we can put some stuff out there, send them to clients, and
send them to clients.
let me look at our client list here.
Buzzword.
See?
Not much on it.
Yeah. All right. Here, pop quiz.
Uh-huh.
You're on our social media and you're pumping out content.
Yep.
And then you see a DM from a potential client who, let's say this person owns a local restaurant.
Yeah.
And say, hey, I'm a biddy. I love the show. How do I advertise? What do you do? Go.
All right. So I'd be like, hey, man, we really appreciate your interest in Bit Season. We love it. We love that you're into it. Here, let me get you our business guy's email.
Our business guy.
I don't know who our business guy is yet, but we can figure that
me
out.
Me either.
let me know when you find out.
Will you alert
but
us?
But then, yeah, I will. Okay. I'll go, because I see promotions people, you guys don't understand. We're in the mix of it. I know those business people.
He does. He knows the business
people. I do.
People.
Like,
the
business people. Those events that I do.
Let me tell you why I like the Stallion.
Okay.
Because Ryan could work here before we became a sports station.
I think
Ryan's
about that too.
Ryan's an old radio guy, and he's a young guy. How old are you?
22.
22. Hmm. But Ryan gets radio, and that's one thing that I could tell about him. He knows what's funny. He loves bits.
Right.
I put Ryan in a similar category as Tom Daly, whereas if you and me die in a plane crash or a car crash, Valdez, down together.
Mm-hmm.
Clary could step in and produce the Junkies.
Yeah, or we go national and we get hired for Bit Season instead of dying.
Right.
I like that scenario a lot better. Yes, I will say this: Ryan is the guy who ran in the clown costume. All right,
he loves shtick.
He loves shtick. And you know what?
But he also diehard Commanders fan that loves DC sports, so he can mix in with the guys.
And also, I feel like we could help him too. Like this would be beneficial for him.
You know what? I'm going to put that in my will, that if I die, I'm recommending Ryan Clary as an assistant producer to the Junkies, to get moved over to the Junkies. I think you'd be a great fit.
Thank you.
You know what? When he tried to zing Danny, and he said the concrete would hurt if he fell on it, that actually made me laugh.
Oh, it's the zing king.
I said there's some potential there.
He also likes going out. He likes chasing women around. He's a single guy.
Well,
he loves beer.
Well, AWOD's dead to us, so we can fill that void with Ryan.
Ryan also more successful than AWOD.
Ryan, what
barely.
Do you,
but, yeah.
Ryan, what do you want to do in radio?
Well, I mean, I will say I love producing. I love just being in the room, getting content out, shipping.
Someone who doesn't want too much of the spotlight.
Yeah, I get it. I love producing.
You can't outshine us.
No. Right, I won't. Good. I won't outshine you guys. You guys are the role models of the producers here. Huh. I will say. But
why is that? Let's make us feel good for a
little
bit.
It is. I see. I'm buttering you guys up. That's what I do best. So.
What were your major radio influences growing up?
Growing up, in my time, podcasts weren't really a thing as they are today, with Bit Season.
Mm-hmm.
So, driving around, going to school, I was the kiss and ride kind of kid. My parents would take me to school. I'd always be late because I'd always just I would be so lazy in the morning.
Hey, kissing rides with Drab to the kindergartner against the tree.
It's,
what was her name again?
Dang it, I forget. I have to think about it for a little bit. It's been a while.
So, yeah, we'd listen to the Junkies in the morning. It'd be like a five-minute car ride. So I'd get my 5 minutes of the Junkies every single morning. From kindergarten all the way until sophomore year. I'm going to meet your dad.
Seems like a fun guy.
Yeah, no, he is a good, fun guy. He likes to have fun. He's in on the Junks. And, yeah, that's how I got introduced to this.
You know what? When I started liking Ryan and realized that he got radio is when I was listening to the bit on Grant and Danny where he was lying to his mom about the dinner because his mom was a terrible cook, or she was, she was making the same thing or something like that. You were not satisfied with her home cooking.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, she was making, I hate ground beef, and she kept putting ground beef in everything, lasagna, spaghetti, and I'm like, please, can you just put some sausage in there or something? Like, just something else.
So weren't you going to Chipotle every day after the show and eating dinner before you got home?
So, I'd say number four. Yeah. Or would you have two dinners?
But his mom didn't know.
I would be like, Mom, we got a food drop today. So I'm like, food drop. And like we'd be, and then she kind of caught on after, like, we'd be getting it like four times a week.
Right.
And then I was telling Grant and Danny about it, and they said it over air. And then she sent me a text, and she was like, "You liar!" And like, then we brought that on air. She called in. Ah, it was terrible.
Good radio instinct.
That's good radio instinct. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, well, I think there's not a lot of applicants. That's what I was going to say.
We've been waiting for Juan Romero's application.
We love Juan. Juan Romero does updates on 106.7 The Fan. Mm-hmm. You guys will hear him on El Zol. I love when he comes in on Fridays and he shares the what he liked about Bit Season, or he tweets us. Yeah. There's Richmond John could be a potential producer. Yeah, I know he's not doing anything. He's listening to the station all day long.
Someone who listens that long basically has a degree in radio.
Right. All right. Well, I'm going to get with Valdez, but it's looking good. We're going to talk about it.
I like it. I'll take that.
I appreciate you taking the initiative. That's definitely plus points.
It is.
Now, as for pay,
what are your thoughts on
commission?
Limited pay.
Well, I mean, here's my pay. My pay, because I know we have an expensive currency in this building called attention dollars. And I do like a little attention. I'm not going to lie. Right. So I guess that'll be my payment, because I have talked to Drab about payment, and doesn't sound great, but it's...
Hey. Well, I told you you could have 25% of what we make.
You know, the hosts need to be paid for it.
Exactly, yeah. So I heard about that, so...
You know, it sounds like he's going to be a producer, talent, and sales for Bit Season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Digital media manager.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll let you put that on your resume.
Okay. I'll take that. And I do have a background in sales also. I was telling you about it. I was selling shoes at Champs.
This is where he lost me.
I did.
How do you sell shoes at Champs?
I mean, it's just you see people looking at the shoe wall, and you're like, "Hey, you like that shoe?" That's how you start. It's like, "Hey, you like that shoe?" Yeah.
I thought when he told me he had sales experience, I thought it was going to be something like, "Hey, look, man, I was a door-to-door salesman after my freshman year of college, and I was the number one seller on the team, and I had this technique." And no, he sold shoes at Champs, where you're only going in there if you already want to buy something.
Yeah. Hold on, so did you get commission? You say, "Hey, that guy over there sold me these sold these Nikes."
Yeah, exactly. So like that's literally how we were paid. It would be minimum wage, and this is minimum wage back in like 2016. So it would be like $7 an hour plus commission. And so I think we'd get like 4% on sales or something like that.
Let me ask you a question: were you ever a creep if some attractive girl needed some shoes? Would you get out that metal shoe measuring thing and put her foot on it just so you could touch it?
No, I'm not a foot guy. I know that's a thing out there, but I'm not a foot guy.
Like you're in the wrong business. Well, how did you, if someone comes in, because everybody says, "Oh, I'm just looking," right?
Uh-huh.
How did you overcome that and get the sale?
I mean, how would I overcome that?
Because I'm telling you, I want you to leave me alone when I'm in champs.
I mean, like when you're, like you said, Valdez, when you're coming into champs, you know you're getting something. You know you're going to walk in there and you're looking for that one.
You said that.
Whatever.
A short-term memory loss.
No.
Sell me this pen.
I mean, that's a Sharpie. Not a pen. But. And so, I mean, I don't know. Like, I just sell. I butter them up. Like, I feel like that's my biggest skill. Buttering people up.
I remember.
In an interview.
Was Dick's the only place that had a track by the shoe rack? Do you remember that?
No.
Dick's Sporting Goods. They would have their shoe wall, all right, yeah. And they would have a mini track. All right,
you go test it out.
Yeah. So when you're a little kid, it was thrilling. You have those Nikes on, and then you sprint around the track,
scuff them all up, and put them back in the box. Yeah. And you don't want them. That's just everywhere. What I want. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that was just a Glenn Burnie thing.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure it was. I'm just.
But
don't
Dick's always had like the track,
right? Well, Ryan, it's looking good.
Okay.
All right, we'll get back to you. Maybe we'll let you know via social media whether you're hired or fired or didn't get the job.
Yeah. Well, we'll go over your resume.
And you could be here on Thursdays at 11.
Thursdays at 11. Thursdays at 10:45.
That's a long day for you.
It is a long day, but I mean, hey, it happens.
I know, but what, I mean, again, what is he doing?
Hey, can you turn on and off the mics? It's just annoying to figure that out in the side studio every day.
I thought you were going to be like the junkies and realize and be too lazy to turn on your own microphone.
Yeah, that's actually kind of funny you bring that up.
You know, you're the only one that does that. The other guys, I think, usually turn on their microphones.
Like every other show?
A lot of the other hosts. I don't know if Grant and Danny do. I know that, like... They turn on their own mics.
They turn on their own mics.
You know what? That's a sign that you've made it. Right? that you're such a big silly, someone has to turn on your mic for you.
Huh. I mean, Howard Stern runs his own board, doesn't he? Or he did for years.
I'm not, maybe. I know Opie used to.
Right. I don't know if that's a sign. It's a sign of laziness the other way around. And the junkies not being able to turn on a microphone or know if they're being recorded tilts me.
Yeah, that's true too. Hey, are you FCC certified?
I am FCC certified. I do have my receipt with me in my bag. I keep it around.
What?
I do. Whoa. I swear to God. Let me see. A certificate.
Am I FCC certified?
I don't know. I don't think you are. You never have to. You have to take your test.
I can't remember.
You have to read a packet, take a test.
They don't even have a packet anymore.
Oh,
I still have my packet.
Valdez is—he's doing like some old school radio.
I'm not doing an old school radio. Well,
we had to do like some Odyssey training, like for FCC. It takes like an hour and a half. I had to do that. I failed it multiple times.
Oh, I don't do that. I don't think I've ever done that. I took a test back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. You think Linnell is FCC certified?
No, I know he's not. Because he let go out over the air.
All right, Ryan. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Keep it up. Keep up the hard work.
Thank you.
Go fill out your bracket.
I got it.
Valdez, one thing I wanted to talk to you about is EB's new career for you.
Oh, yes.
It came up on the show today, Thursday.
He mentioned it after the show on Wednesday, I believe. Was the first time he mentioned it.
He pulled you aside after the show and shared his plans with you, right? Or his plans for you, what he wants to see you do.
Yeah, he was thrilled that I shot a 74 on Tuesday. Nobody cares what you shot. Mm-hmm. But then he's really shown interest in my golf game lately. All right, where he's...
That's so funny that you say that, because weren't you just furious at EB for not knowing where you play golf every day, like 2 days ago?
Yes, it is. I am mad at Eric because his memory stuff is really starting.
Was that ever even on the air?
No, that wasn't on the air. Cakes like alluded to it that EB, like he never remembers where I play all the time.
EB asked Valdez where he plays golf at, and then Valdez said Potomac Shores, and he said, "Is that in Laurel?"
Yeah, is that in Lorton? He says that all the time.
He has no idea what's going on. But this,
and by the way, it's not just the Potomac Shores golf thing. It's like the area of Potomac Shores in general. Has been a hot topic on the junks for 2 weeks
because the stadium's
going to be there.
Well, it might be there.
But he told me how he's very impressed about how I'm improving and everything, and that I should try to open up my own swing lessons or start my own swing lessons, my own driving range.
But don't you have to be a PGA professional?
Yeah, you have to be certified to teach. Well, you don't have to be certified to teach. It just helps. It helps get clients.
And what do you have to shoot to get certified?
Well, one of the parts is like you have to shoot under like 78 or something.
At, oh, that's
like these,
not easy.
At, like these designated courses.
Okay.
That's part of the quiz. Like, do you have to do like different like retail stuff, fitting stuff, like a written quiz? And then you have to go out and play as a part of it. But this is what this is what was upsetting to me is that Eric, I felt like Eric was nudging me into a different career path.
Is that so bad for you that he wants more from you or for you?
Well, why doesn't he want more for you?
Maybe he's giving up on me. I'm too old.
But Eric's reasoning, he goes, you like golf. Golf makes you happy. Why don't you go do that? Do I look that unhappy when I'm working with the show?
Sometimes. A lot of the time.
Yeah. I'm having a good time, I feel like.
Well, you complain. You look sad. You look sad a lot.
Yeah.
Like, nobody would say that about Drab. Drab's pretty happy-go-lucky. Sometimes I'm in a bad mood.
What makes me look sad? What makes me appear sad?
Well, you're unkempt. Right? Like
All right, so I could put on a hat like you every day.
Like and you that got, would help. Like you, it doesn't show that you like you come with messy hair and you in.
All right, well, hold
unless
on,
you're
hold
playing
on.
Golf, you kind of dress
hold
like
on,
Evie.
Hold on. My hair's messy from my headphones that I'm wearing for 4 hours.
I don't. I don't see that from anybody else. There's never any product in your hair.
Well, you want me to put product in my hair?
I wouldn't mind.
You know what? You got a lot of balls. Joning on my hair.
When you have none
that can get messed up from your headphones.
Hey, I had hair at one point when I worked in radio. I remember. You don't give out this. You do love radio. But the day to day grind gets to you sometimes more than I think it does me. We've talked about this. I want to move to Hilton Head and pour beers guy, right? Yeah. Because you're so sick and tired of radio. Or sick and tired, like you want something different. I just fantasize about, I told you, I love radio. I don't really think about doing anything other than radio. I just want to live near a beach somewhere and somewhere where it's a lot
warmer.
You want to work
in Hilton Head radio.
No, I want to live like in Florida and work in radio if I was paid properly.
The Junkies of Key West.
Exactly.
Look, I just, sometimes I feel like we're underappreciated.
Yeah. Maybe you're just a little moody sometimes, but it's not a bad thing. I think he just thinks that you would be happier doing something else. There's nothing you're more passionate about than golf.
Besides radio.
No, you're more passionate about golf than you are radio. You unsubscribe to Howard Stern, your idol. Okay.
Well, he has to do a show for me to subscribe. Okay.
You unsubscribe from Sirius XM.
All right, that doesn't mean...
Is that because you're such a terrestrial radio fiend?
No, it's because there's podcasts that I listen to.
I'm anti-podcast. I don't like podcasts.
Why is that?
That's just too many jabronis out there thinking they're talented, like these two.
Like us?
I get my fix of talk radio during my drive home and while I'm at work. I'll never sit at home and listen to a podcast.
Look, I was surprised and offended by Eric's suggestion because this is what really put it over the top. The phrase assistant pro.
That was beneath you. Because that's such a low...
It's such a low man on the totem pole job. You people don't realize this. Assistant pros do all of the grunt work, basically, at a golf course. They barely teach because when people want to get a lesson, they want lessons from the head pro. They don't want the assistant pro taking their swing. They literally make $35,000 a year. All right?
Yep. That's what it was. It's like it would, he was saying, honestly, that's what you should aspire to be, Valdez. Yeah. Like, that's, this is your goal. You should be an assistant pro.
No, no. Eric's suggestion was for me to basically start my life over from the bottom. And that was unappealing to me.
Sometimes it's not the worst thing to hit the reset button, Valdez.
I'm not saying.
What about Griff Aldrich? We had him on earlier this week. Guy's a mega CEO, and he starts over to be a basketball coach intern. You know what? You can still rise again once you hit the reset button.
I'm not saying you can't, and I'm not saying that it's a bad thing to do. But I don't have the resources in my life to just start over again.
That is always the challenge with people who want new careers.
Right.
You can't just walk into a high paying job doing something in a completely different field.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that it's going to take.
But why don't you start it on the side? Why don't you invest in a simulator, Valdez?
All right.
A golf simulator.
You know how much a TrackMan. Do you know how
$10,000.
It's not right? $10,000.
But this is a business, okay?
All right.
So you take out a loan.
All right. They got to look for a TrackMan.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll go over well with the bank. All right, go ahead.
Well, you're starting a bit. You're starting a coaching business.
All right. I'm Coach Valdez.
You're Coach Valdez. You're illegally plugging it on the junkies. Okay.
All right.
You're getting your mentions in here and there. A little payola.
Okay.
And you're booking junkie P1s who like golf and want to hang out with you and hear inside junkie stories. That aren't even too racy for bit season. Okay.
All right. You had the same thing when you were going to open up your realty company.
That was a great idea. That was a brilliant idea. In fact, that's what radio people always do. They always have side jobs as realtors. Sunny in the City from PGC when she worked here, she's a realtor. Joe Claire, he's a realtor.
All right. Well, then. Why can't Debbie and Sarah Reynolds hire us as realtors?
Well, realtors, it's more of like those aren't salaries. Like you become you're an independent contractor, and then you like align yourself with Remax or Century 21 or something like
this.
Whatever. Yeah. So you're still no one's paying you unless you sell the home. So, but you start a golf coaching business with a simulator in some sort of warehouse, right?
Okay.
Because you don't have a basement, I don't believe.
No. No basement. So now I'm renting space.
You're taking out a loan
for a TrackMan.
Yeah, you got to go to a WeWork or something. All right. Okay. Find a space for your simulator.
Right, what about storage garage?
Storage garage could be one.
Do they have enough ceiling height for golf swings?
Or maybe you like rent a space in a brewery or something. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
Okay.
And you bring your clients over there. The brewery gets a very small cut, and then you're in there teaching longest drive and how to chip and all this stuff on the simulator. People paying you 40, 50 bucks an hour, and you're just living the life. You be your own boss, and you book 10 appointments a day. You're just grinding it out. You love it.
That's 10 hours a day. Yeah. There's not enough time in a day.
All right, I did my math right. 5 hours a day charging $75.
All right.
All right, then you're living the life.
And do you know how much pros charge usually for a lesson?
How much?
Like a little north of $100.
Yeah, so you get a little bit of a discount because you're not on a real golf course. Or you use your connections and you let take over and do some private lessons at some podunk course.
All right. What about this? What about Valdez for hire? All right.
All right. Here we go. What are you going to do?
All right. You can hire Valdez. All right. I can lie about my handicap to come play as your member guest partner.
This is piggybacking off the bachelor party
thing
from last week, where you just want people to pay you to hang out.
Is that so bad? Is that a bad business plan?
That's called an appearance fee. you need to grind on those in radio.
I don't know. It felt weird.
Don't be offended.
Well, this is why I don't understand. Eric likes pickleball, right?
Right.
But nobody's telling Eric, well, why don't you quit the show and become a professional?
Some days I wish he would. Some days I wish he would.
Right? JP likes writing books. So why doesn't JP just quit the show and become an author?
You know what JP can't quit the show and become? An attorney. JP, who passed the bar and is legally an attorney, gave out the worst legal advice I've ever heard in history on the Junkies this week. When he, maybe it wasn't advice, but when he told Lurch that he couldn't sue his friend when he slipped on the ice because he invited himself on the property. What was he talking about?
I didn't understand that.
I don't know anything about being an attorney, but I know that you can be sued if someone slips and cracks their head open on your driveway.
Well, exactly. Like suing McDonald's because their coffee's too hot.
You know what my favorite part about that, when JP said that and we all made fun of him for the worst, just not knowing anything about
the worst legal take in the world,
not knowing anything about law, is that he was quiet for the next 5 minutes. Pounding away on his keyboard. I was watching, trying to find something on Google to validate his claim, and he found nothing.
Yeah, no, he was reading like all of these legal briefs.
I want you guys to know, you probably already know this, that when we correct JP or on something, or we zing him, and he's not talking, he's pounding on that keyboard trying to find something to retort.
Yes, like when Drab said his friend's company's defunct.
Oh, yeah. He's just pounding away.
Or when he said he encouraged AWOD to leave radio.
Yeah.
He had to find the email with all the jobs that he suggested to add.
Add that. JP cannot be an attorney or, like I said on the show today, a career counselor.
Or a counselor in general.
Yeah, JP might be good at a lot of things. Not good at either one of those.
He's a good radio host. A good author.
Good, acclaimed author. You know that JP was, he's on this kick that he should be on the New York Times bestseller list. He's like bummed that he didn't make it or that he barely missed out.
I heard that like in passing or something like that.
Well, he.
Wait, is that when we had like Ann O'Connor on?
It was like mentioned Ian it. Or Florio, can't remember, but.
JP thinks Still Barking should be on the New York Times bestseller.
Well, he claims that he sold enough copies where it could have made an appearance.
He's not even right below the cut line. He's not even on the New York Avenue bestseller.
I know. I didn't think so, but he, you know, if the book's done very well.
What number? Like, not in like the top 10. Like,
I don't know. I don't know how many books are on the New York Times bestseller list. 20? I think it's 20.
Wouldn't it be great if you saw Still Barking as a part of the Oprah Book Club? All right.
Imagine Oprah reading about the junkie stories.
Yeah, and it has a big O, you know, the big gold O on on all our yentas to read
right,
it.
Right. She's reading about, you know, cakes to J.A. from Olney.
Yeah. And she's talking about spring break parties.
Right. And reading the Rom chapter. Yeah, I really like this Rom guy. Yeah. He sounds like a character. I want to meet him. You know, Rom was upset at me this week for something I said on the air.
Upset at you?
Yes, because there was a conversation about
my favorite callers.
And I said, I don't really have any.
You're kind of put on the spot.
I was put on the spot. I didn't really have time to think about it. There are some people that there may not be good on air, but I do like it when they call in. I like talking to Mary Ellen from Ashburn.
You know,
she's too zany to put on air all the time.
Do you know who one of my favorite callers is? Is Dennis from Reston.
I should have mentioned Dennis. Dennis is he's a wild man, passionate.
There's no chance he listens to Bitsy.
No, 0% chance. And then John DePompa was also mad because I didn't mention him. But I told those guys.
They're in a tier above caller.
Those guys are characters. Even Sacktown Mike, like, he was a character on the show. He's not a caller. Mo from Largo is a caller. Jaime from Manassas is a caller.
John DePompa.
Dick from Ackee, caller.
John DePompa, character?
Character.
You know, I think the criteria is if you know the hotline number.
Yeah.
Character.
Jacques from Bristow? Caller. That's actually my least favorite caller. No fault of his own.
No, it's because of Eric.
Let's go to our guy.
Pastor Jacques. What's up, buddy? How are you? How's the family?
How's the family? All right. I have a bracket to fill out, and it starts in like the tournament starts in 10 minutes. So we're going to wrap it up here, but I appreciate you guys listening, and we are going to keep pushing for no sports. It's going to start to, you know, all these college teams, March Madness is going to wind down, free agency. I mean, bit season is just picking up steam. So
yeah. And you know what they say?
What's that?
Opening day for baseball marks the dead spot in sports.
The official dead spot in sports.
So,
all right, guys.
Season will take off by then. We'll have nothing but bits on the show.
Follow us on social media, on Twitter at BitSeason and Instagram at BitSeason. We appreciate interacting with you guys. Love that you guys listen. And if there's anything you want us to discuss on the show, always let us know. Tweet us and say, can't wait to hear you guys talk about it this week on BitSeason. Or, hey, you guys missed this last week. Can you retouch on this?
We're open to content suggestions.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Enjoy the tournament today and this weekend. And we will talk to you next week for episode 26. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Valdez.
And we'll have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Yep.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.